All right. Welcome all. It is, what is the date today? Wednesday, June 24th. It is 7:09 p.m. We're holding an emergency council, Walsburg Town Council meeting with regard to some fire restrictions that we need to discuss. Present, we have Pete Nelson, Seleni Richens, Terry Eisel, and Mary Piscitelli. We are excusing Ron Horton and Alicia O'Driscoll. Both are not here. So, what we're going to be discussing is some of the fire restrictions that Wasatch Fire discussed with me earlier today. I was on the phone with Troy Morgan, who is the wildlife urban interface fire warden. And he is the one that contacted me stating that the state of Utah will be putting stage 2 fire restrictions in place starting Friday, and we either need to join in with Wasatch County will as well. We either need to join in and align with theirs or do our own restrictions stating locations, dates, that sort of thing. So what we're here to discuss is what actions we want to take, as well as if we do want to take actions, then what ordinance we want to put in place. So Wasatch County will be placing Friday morning a total ban on any ignition sources of any type, any fires, any fireworks, fire pits. It doesn't matter if it's public or private or anything. They're just putting any unincorporated portions of Wasatch County are going to have a fire ban. As for what the state of Utah is going to put in place, it'll be at least stage 2, if not more. And we have had no luck finding out what it is they're going to do, but those will be in place starting Friday morning. So I will take all kinds of comments from you guys, but I am in favor of just going and lining up with whatever Wasatch County is going to do.
I think so. Yeah.
That way there's no questions. That way it's not, well, right here we can have them at the park, or we can have them at the church, or we can have them, you know, that it just gets really iffy really fast. And I'm not comfortable with having it open for a certain amount of dates.
No.
The weather, the wind, the heat, the dry, it's all kind of scary. So.
So open flames means, is it like?
No ignition source.
Meaning mm-hmm. propane grills.
I'm going to have to ask them about that because I don't
so we probably know. We probably ought to tell them that.
So I don't know, but if you'll read through this, it says, unless explicitly approved for the issuance of a written permit, the Walsburg Town Council prohibits the use of any ignition source, including open flames and fireworks. That makes me think your grills are out too, but...
Well, what about then for the 24th?
So this will stay in effect starting June 26th until conditions improve in Wasatch County Fire District with their restrictions.
Right, and so when... On the 24th, we cook with propane.
So yeah, that might be the kind of thing where we would have to then make our own permit, because we can do that.
We can make a permit for ourselves.
Yes, so it says without a written permit. So if we wanted to do something like that, we could issue a permit for the 24th celebration at such a location for such time. You know, I think that would be easily done.
Okay, and just for information purposes only, stage 1, no mm-hmm. open fires of any kind except within established campgrounds and public
fire
facilities.
Fire pits and those, those facilities,
But we're going to stage 2, right?
Impermanently constructed fire pits at private homes where running water is present. No smoking except within the enclosed vehicle, whatever. No fireworks, tracer ammunition, or other pyrotechnic devices, including exploding targets. No cutting, welding, or grinding metal in areas of dry vegetation. No operating a motorcycle, chainsaw, ATV, or other blah, blah, blah. So then stage 2, no open fires of any kind, devices using pressurized liquid or gas fuel, stoves, grills, and lanterns with a shut-off valve are allowed when used at least 3
feet. We need to make sure they know that when we issue it on our town.
Plus we can all link of the restrictions in stage 1.
So
we'll have Alicia link.
So you can use propane stoves.
Could you read that one more time? Sorry. The
stage 2?
Yeah, just that little.
Stage 2 is no open fires of any kind. Devices using pressurized liquid or gas fuels, stoves, grills, or lanterns with a shutoff valve are allowed when used at least 3 feet from flammable material.
So
plus all of those restricted activities in the stage.
Okay, so it is allowed. So we wouldn't have to have.
Yes.
Propane grills.
But we can link that, so we wouldn't need to, yeah, so we can link this, the restrictions. But so, for example, that's why I had to call, just because I wasn't exactly sure when we wanted to have our flag retirement yesterday. And they said, okay, yeah, your established fire pit's fine. Don't stack your wood next to it. Don't leave your wood behind. So that's basically what that stage one was. Now, you can't use it.
Can't even have that.
Yeah. But the stage two, I shouldn't say now, but it will be.
Yeah, will be on Friday.
And that's why the young women are able to go and have their roasting hot dogs at the park tonight in an established fire pit with their fuel not stacked next to it, and they'll take their fuel with them.
I did notice
Friday it wouldn't be allowed. Yeah, that's why I moved it. That's why we asked them to move it. And then I asked
It was up against the tree.
After Reikley left, he says, I'm just going to leave it here by the tree. I said, I'm okay with that because it's not 3 feet next to the fire pit.
I'll try to keep a better eye on that too over there and make sure.
Because it's not uncommon. They bring their wood
and
they leave it and it's fine.
The water was still on. Mm-hmm.
And they also had to make sure that they either had a 2 5-gallon buckets or a hose. And since we had a hose, we just wanted them.
And just for the recording for us, there's almost always town ditch water in there.
Yeah.
So that valve could be turned on at any point in time for that purpose.
Yeah.
I'll mention it to Gordy to let's just plan on until further notice keeping a hose hooked up to that at all times. But there's enough water in the system even when people are watering that for that purpose that is always available. And there's a key to turn it on right there.
Okay.
So that's there too.
All right, so back to this. Do we want to align? Yes? And if so, I would entertain a motion. Anybody would like to make a motion to align ourselves with Wasatch County, and then we'll move on to the ordinance. That makes sense?
To organize two separate actions?
Mm-hmm.
I move that the town of Wallsburg moves forward in alignment with the Wasatch County Fire District.
Restrictions. Yes. Perfect. Do you have a first? Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Terry's our first and Mary's our second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The vote is unanimous. I just got to make a note here. Okay. Now, our next item, our next step is do we want to have an ordinance? If we have this ordinance in place, the way it was explained to me, if we have an ordinance in place, it protects us should somebody break with the restriction. A, it's a misdemeanor if they do. So it's a class.
Depends on the damage.
Yes.
So it is a misdemeanor and it is punishable.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, they're responsible for costs. Okay. So if we have this ordinance in place, as far as I can tell, if we have the ordinance in place, it then makes it so that it can be enforced. And we have recourse to go after whoever is responsible for costs should a fire happen in the town or creep into our town limits. The way I think of it is then we have an option of going after somebody for cost should the cost be passed on to us. So that's why I kind of think this ordinance, or a resolution, I should say, is a good idea. And that's why Alicia got it set up and ready for us if we want to vote it in.
Yeah, and Solani and I were talking before the meeting started about adding in that first paragraph in alignment with the state of Utah and Wasatch County.
Yep.
Just in case those get...
In case those misalign.
Yes. Just a little bit for a day even, that could cause issues.
Just because looking up some, we don't have the state of Utah's restrictions yet. They should be posted and stuff tomorrow, but we don't have them yet. And rather than wait another day and not be able to get everybody tomorrow because I wouldn't be available for emergency meeting tomorrow, we decided we'd still do it tonight.
Well,
but we just don't know what those restrictions are going to be for the state of Utah, and Wasatch County will have theirs.
And
tomorrow.
Another consideration that would cover us because this is going to be ever changing. These conditions are going to be ever changing.
Yeah, we're just saying align with, so whatever
this
they say.
Way we're covered with one or the other, if not both.
Whatever changes are made, we're still aligned with.
Yep. So.
So I make that suggestion.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the only place we need it is probably in that. Mm-hmm. Well, wait, let's see. What does the second paragraph say?
So if we add with state of Utah and Wasatch County, do we not vote on that tonight, or can we just say that we'll add these words?
We can vote on it, yes.
It's in our best interest to do it now.
Yes, I think we're, yes, I think it's best.
Well, I think we need to, but I'm just wondering if we make those changes.
We can vote on it, and then if something does need to be changed, then we take, we kinda take that step later.
Okay.
I talked with the fire warden tonight, and he's okay with that as well.
Okay.
Getting it all taken care of.
Well, this way.
We can send it on to him, signed, and then should something need to be changed, then we change it.
Well, and with, in regards to changes, that way, the state and the county take the lead on that.
Yep.
And we just follow along.
Yeah, we don't have to do.
They've gone through the effort.
We're following Wasatch County now.
Yep.
We can add state in a bit.
They've gone through the effort. So what he suggested too is duplicating, or somewhat duplicating, Park Cities, and that's what this was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this information was pulled from Park Cities restrictions that they just barely put in place. The only difference, the biggest difference, I should say, is, you know, of course, that we're putting Wasatch County in there, but also, they're taking theirs from Friday, June 26th.
To October.
On through October 31st. The reason, as far as Troy Morgan can tell, is because that's when the fire season ends, you know, technically speaking.
There's a, yeah, an official date.
So that way they can say, well, we don't wanna have to redo this. We'll just say it's going till then. And then they can lift it, should they want to, but it can go till then. So he said, well, there's no real need for that. He says that he felt good with this Friday, June 26th, until conditions improve and Wasatch County Fire District lifts restrictions. Cause we could put Utah State there too. Or state of Utah. Yeah, we can change that as well. So, do you guys, after reading through it, do you see any other changes that would need to be made? And if so, would anybody like to make a motion to?
Do you need to read it?
Oh, we'll read it, yeah.
Do we need to state the state of Utah and Wasatch County Fire Marshal or something like that on whereas?
No, because the county fire marshal is one who did the existing hazards, so that's, I'm good with that.
Okay.
I don't know who the state of Utah marshal is and how that's done.
Yeah, I don't, it could change, you never know with that, right? So.
Well, and the county guy's gonna get his direction from whoever that is anyway, so.
But everybody's comfortable with going with this? If they are, we'll just go ahead and.
Yeah. I say we adopt this and then make changes.
Alright, I'll go ahead and read it then, and then we'll adopt it. Okay, resolution number 2026-001. A resolution of the Town Council of Walsburg Town, Utah prohibiting the use of ignition sources, open flames, and fireworks in Walsburg Town. Whereas the Town Council of Walsburg Town, Utah, in alignment with the state of Utah and Wasatch County Fire District, have the desire to reduce the threat of wildfires, which may cause extensive damage and economic hardship within the town, and whereas pursuant of Utah Code, as stated, and Wasatch County Fire District Code, when the county fire marshal determines that existing or historically hazardous environmental conditions necessitate controlled use of an ignition source in mountainous, brush-covered, forest-covered, dry grass-covered, and wildland-urban interface areas, as well as areas near waterways, trails, canyons, washes, ravines, or similar areas, and whereas the county fire marshal has determined that existing hazardous environmental conditions, increased fine fuel loading, rising temperatures, along with the forecasted weather data, and dropping fuel moisture content of live and dead vegetation necessitate controlled use of ignition sources throughout the town, which is entirely made up of the above identified areas. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Council of Walsburg Town, Utah, as follows. Unless explicitly approved through the issuance of a written permit, the Walsburg Town Council prohibits the use of any ignition source, including open flames and fireworks, throughout the Walsburg Town municipal boundaries, effective Friday, June 26th, until conditions improve, and the state of Utah and or Wasatch County District lifts restrictions. Passed and adopted by the Town Council of Walsburg Town, Utah, this 24th day of June 2026. Okay. All right, and then I can sign as Seleni Richens mayor, but first we'll call for a vote. So Mayor Richens.
We need a motion.
Oh yes, sorry. Yes, skip that every time. I'll entertain a motion.
A motion that we adopt resolution number 2026-001.
Okay, Pete's our first, do you have a second?
I can second.
Okay, Pete's our first, Mary's our second, all in, oh, not all in favor, all call for votes. Okay, Mayor Richens votes aye, Councilmember Terry Eisel?
Aye.
Councilmember Mary Piscitelli?
Aye.
Councilmember Ron Horton is not in attendance. Councilmember Peter Nielsen?
Aye.
Okay, vote is unanimous, so that, resolution passes, and I will get it signed, sealed, and delivered to county. Okay. That concludes our business for tonight, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn this meeting of the Wellsburg County Council.
Okay, Terry's our first, do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Terry's our first, Peter's our second, all in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the vote is unanimous. We'll adjourn at 7:25 PM. Thank you.
Do you wanna use my paper, I'm assuming?